everyone, welcome to this episode of the Jack and Joe Show.
Jack, would you please do the honors of warning the bad spirits away?
Big show coming up today.
Last week we didn't say that, and the show was good, but it wasn't massive.
So, yeah, people didn't pick up on the phone. Not that we're doing any phone calls today.
No,
but,
so we've got more better segments.
Luck. We'll say that.
Yeah, okay. So first we're doing. I can't remember what we're doing first.
We're doing loose ends. Let's get into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Loose ends. We've got some ends that are loose and need to be tied up. So
hence the name.
Yeah, loose ends. I think the first one are habits. I think we've had made a executive decision to
not do that.
Not yet. Do it.
You see, your nails get to a certain point and then you need to chew them because...
Yeah, because they just get too long and then they start, you know...
They just get in the way.
And hitting things and then, you know, your nails. And I was finding that I was getting so much stuff caught under them.
Yeah, it was getting...
regularly chewing nails, it was really dirty and having to clean it just got really tedious and boring. And I couldn't be bothered to. And then... You know, just the whole fact of not being able to chew it really annoyed me.
Yeah.
I hadn't chewed it up till yesterday, and then it was Jack told me on Friday that...
I'd given up.
Yeah, you'd given up, and I said, oh, there's no point in me doing it as well. I'd already won, so...
Yeah, so for those of you who are, like, going, who's going to win? Joseph technically won.
Technically. Even
we didn't go a month.
We didn't, like, and measure what, who...
2-3 weeks?
Yeah, it was probably like 2 weeks, I think.
Joseph... were definitely longer than mine, though.
Yeah, mine just grew. Yeah, I don't know. Never like... But my two pointer fingers and thumbs didn't grow. The other ones grew really fast. My pinkies grew a lot. That was really the only thing that grew. Will had planned this week. Jingles?
Oh, yes. Jingle Battle Game. Of the Jingle.
We've decided that the pranking service is not a reliable source of content.
Yeah.
Because if we're, you know, we're planning on it, the person doesn't pick up or, you know... It doesn't go to plan.
Yeah.
It's not a reliable source. And then we have to think of another thing that we can throw in there. And so, do we want to do another jingle for something? I think we just leave it until we get another segment that stays.
And then definitely. We can... Michael Lusher, Joseph.
Yeah.
The seeing how high we can get with the calling.
Yes. Haven't gotten onto him yet. Still trying. Have not... given up, just not really, ready for, you know.
Very busy time at the moment, you know.
Yeah, and we don't world bother things. Him out. And look, if we can catch up with my uncle, you know, not catch up, give him a call if he calls, you know, my mum can just say something about that. That's really where we are at with that. I see him every night on the TV, and I go, because... Now I'm switched in, you know, now I'm looking for him, and he's in a lot of shows. Like, he's on every night, and then, you know, you figure out that, you know, he wasn't just, maybe he's too big to start off with, maybe we look at a smaller person. I don't know. And Jack just wanted to wrap up with a little reminder for everyone to...
The inventions that are on the website that Jess made, you know?
There's only one. One will be added...
Today, later, as a show. So, you should buy it.
Buy it. It's useful.
Very useful. And it was originally $1 million. Now only 15. Price has been lowered anyway. Yeah, so,
and I look at it as, you know, when you've got the milk left in the cereal bowl, you have to hold the milk and tip it up. You know, you get your hands on the bowl and there's the coronavirus.
Yeah.
You just have one spoon to do it all. You know, less contact, I think. Yeah,
no, it just makes your life 10 times easier, honestly.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I haven't used it, but I've been watching videos of people on YouTube using it. Other straw spoons, not as good as ours.
No, but they work.
They do work, and every time the people are extremely satisfied with the bowl of cereal. They don't end it with having to hold a heavy bowl.
Alrighty, so, time for inventions.
I've got an invention.
Joseph's got another invention.
It was teased last week on the show that I would make an invention that would just make it a lot easier to hang clothes, and I just dropped it. But that's also good. And I dropped it, and it's still intact.
Yes, that shows you how sturdy it is.
It is. Coat hanger with pegs.
Movable pegs. Right, so you can go you can sell it for me. You can
peg them off. I'm just looking to wash them or anything if they get dirty.
Yep.
And they're peg on. They're easy peg onable, right? And the good thing about this is when you get a shirt, you know, you got to put this part in one sleeve and then out in the
other. Yeah, hard pillow. Process, yeah.
This one, it's pretty much just clip it on.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even hang this then on your clothesline as well. So that it can also dry if it's wet.
That's smart. Right? Yep.
The pegs can obviously be adjusted to any light. So you can do two socks on here. You can do pant size. If you're doing a bigger shirt, you would move it out to here. You know, I feel, you know, you could do anything on it. So if you've got a nice formal business event coming up and you have your whole suit, your tie and everything.
Yeah.
You can, you know, you've got your tie here, you can put some stuff here, you know, and then you can hang socks inside a shirt.
Yep.
So you can put this inner shirt and have socks in there to keep it warm. Mm. And this is metal. These are, they are plastic pegs, but they do have a bit of metal in them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's... It's not something, I guess.
Yeah.
It's got a good hang. You know, it's not a shallow hang. And that can be adjusted. So if you do need to bend it around a tight corner, you can. It's up to you, really.
He likes to bend the inventions, don't you?
But just to show that, you know, they can flexible. Be something else. And it just sits like that. And then when you're ready to use it, look, and these are strong pegs.
He's pegging there.
They can peg an iPad, right?
Normally,
I pegged it the wrong way. Oh, Jesus Christ. There we go. Hang on.
It can hold. Picture these 20s as like socks.
And then you can adjust them, right? And even if, you know, you got some wet money or anything that you need to dry out. Or if you've just got one big sock, you can combine them in the middle to make them. It will hold this. This might not be good for the show, but it might. It holds the phone. Holds
a dead pig iPhone case with iPhone, yeah.
So if you've got, you know, a phone that you fold in the water, and it's sturdy, right?
Yeah.
And for those of you listening on the podcast,
Probably. Sounds really weird for you.
Because what we're recording with is hanging from my latest invention. That's the thing. That's the invention. I was tempted to attach like a fan to it or have a little thing up the top that could tell you the size of the clothes, but then I realised it's not about that. It's about just convenient.
Convenience, yeah.
Hanging, and it goes straight on clothesline.
Mm-hmm.
And just sits there.
Yes. I like it.
I think $10.
$10?
Start off at 10 million and see if no one buys them. We'll work our way down from there.
Yeah, definitely.
I think we need to price each invention higher than the next because, you know, the price you pay. And with this, because they're not attached on there, you can even have it like a shallow peg, a medium peg, or a longer grip on the peg.
So, you know. Hold them better, you know.
Yeah. The set mode, I would say, is the middle one.
Yeah.
It can hold socks as well. As I said, it's just all round.
Useful.
And the tight pegs, you know, as we lifted up the iPhone, they're good pegs.
Yeah. Highest quality.
Yeah. And it's a mini, and if you get the whole set, it's a pretty much a mini clothesline.
Mm.
So, choice is yours.
I reckon it's good. People should buy it. We should price it at
10 mil.
10 mil.
And just leave it over there, I guess.
Yeah. Or maybe 10 mil is a bit high. 2 mil.
2 mil, yeah. 2 mil. We'll go 1 mil. Or we'll go 1.5 mil. Or doesn't just 2 mil. doesn't really bother me. I just think we'll try to squeeze every cent out of the bio. So, you know, we'll set it at that. And then, always if you want to invest in the ideas, give us an email, you know. We are happy to oblige.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, it's good.
All right. Buy it! I had a dream this week.
Oh.
Not, I think it was not this last week. Maybe
last week.
And it was a good dream. And then
it's good.
When I woke up for it, I realised it wasn't a dream. I had just dreamt of a movie idea and was living in the movie.
Right.
And it's, and the, it's a very good movie idea. Now, I don't want to tell people about it, because the second you hear it, you go, oh, how did I not think of that? And say, you know, if Warner Brothers hears this, you know, they will steal it. So, send them an email to start off with. I'm kind of in charge on my iPad. I'll try to do it quick. Email Warner Brothers. Do we want to put the movie out through them?
Sure.
Yeah.
I guess so.
I think.
Unless it's animated.
No, it's not animated. It's real. Okay. It'll be more of an MA movie, I think.
Right.
But just for violence, so it's all good.
And who would be starring in this movie?
See, I haven't thought of that yet.
Would you be in the movie? Or would you be the director?
Yes, I would want to be in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, can't find...
They won't give it out publicly, will they? I'd give millions.
Suggest me movie. I'll sort of like give... How about we'll send an email to Warner Brothers. We'll find out a way.
Uh-huh.
We'll just say, look, we've got an idea of a show for a great movie, for a block. Because it's gonna... It's a good movie. As far as I can say, I'll give it a clue. It's gonna be called Uncatchables.
Uncatchables.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the title of the movie. That's all I'll give away. There's no movie of that title on iTunes, so if it's not on iTunes, it doesn't exist.
Right.
It's not going to be animated. It's going to be real.
Okay.
Once the movie idea has been put out there, as you said, who's starring in the movie? Everyone will want to star in the movie.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? We're not just going to limit to one person. It's going to be a huge cast.
On the off chance that Warner Brothers don't want to make the movie, and no other company do, what's your backup plan?
Go with the other company.
But what if they don't want to do it?
Well, I'll write a book. Harry Potter. That's the thing. If Warner Brothers and them, if we try, we'll know all the movie companies, what it can be, Columbia, Disney, yeah. That's...
Universal. You
know, Warner Brothers. We'll email all of them, so we've got a great movie idea. Give me a call. I'll explain the movie idea, see what you think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or we can even try to call Warner Brothers and say, you know, we have a movie idea, how do we go about suggesting that? Do you take suggestions or...
Yeah,
okay. We can try something like that. Do you want to try that now?
I mean, do you have a phone?
I don't know the number. Can't you call on that one?
Not while we're recording.
No.
I can try and find you a number.
Number, yes. So, it's... It comes to me a dream, and that's what's special about the movie. And if no one wants to...
We could easily produce it.
Yeah, I think there would be...
Like, we've got the gear, we could produce it.
You'd have a lot of special effects needed for this movie.
Oh, that's easy.
It would have a big cast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just talking special effects, it probably might be...
Explosions, I think, so...
It would be a... very... Yeah, not just more than explosions, I'm talking. I don't want to give too much away.
Okay.
I'm talking underground bases, the really underground networks of bases and stuff. And
all right. Yeah, you can set that up down here.
All
right. Well, that's a good idea. I'll try and quickly find a number.
Number.
And we'll be back in a second.
Yeah. Something. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So we've found...
Number.
A number and an email. So we're going to try calling the number
they
first.
They might be closed.
Okay. Chances are they'll be closed, but... Worst comes to worst, we can flick him an email.
Okay, let's give him a call. I probably typed it in wrong, so I got them. Or they closed or something.
Optus advises that the number you have dialed was...
But I reckon we flick him an email.
Yeah.
Right now, I want to keep it really short. Really short? You got to go into detail. Like, you got to...
Keep them hand. Okay, and then if they call back, we answer it and talk, and then we can... If they call, we can try to get a recording of the audio.
I'll pause it and I'll read it out when it comes. When we're done writing.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got one. I got one written. Justice.
Okay. Yep.
Walked away.
Yep. I'm back.
All right. So I've got. Hello. Just a question. How would we go about suggesting a film/movie idea? Is there someone we should contact? Cheers.
Yeah. So they've probably got someone.
Very there. Straight to the point.
Who's just got a formal name, like, you know.
Gary.
Edward or something.
Edward.
Steven Spielberg, you know, like some big.
Steven.
You might even give Steven Spielberg's number. And we'll say, oh, yeah, you know.
And then we can do the how high can we get with that. So send it off. Would you like to do the honours?
Send. Okay. Go on. Wow.
That was easy.
That met expectations. I don't want to give the movie idea out.
No, that's fair enough. If it's a next blockbuster and someone steals it, that's really
because it is upsetting. It is a good movie. I'm not even going to tell you because I don't trust. When you hear it, you'll do everything in your power to try to get this movie out there.
Oh yeah, try. I will.
I've been thinking about it, and if no one wants to do it, I'll write a book, and then everyone will buy the book, and then they'll want to do the movie, and I'll say sorry, I'll produce it through a company no one's ever heard of.
Or we could produce it ourselves.
Yeah, it would need a lot of actors. Like I'm talking, we would need at least a decent 300 people.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a big movie. Like, right. If they were to do this, it would be a bit expensive.
And you got to pay them, Joseph.
Yeah, but we wouldn't have to pay them. It would come out of Warner Brothers money, and then they would easily make it back through the show.
Yep. Okay.
It'd be, like, based on the book. And then with all the book sales, we could then pay the people. We would pay them. They wouldn't be, like, main roles. Do you know, they wouldn't be heavy speaking roles.
They would just be, like,
some of the scenes I've been running through my head, and that the scenes need a lot of people.
Right. Okay. Well, I like the idea. Definitely a good idea. Yep.
You like the idea? I haven't told you yet.
No, like of making a movie.
Oh, right. Yeah, no. It just shows me. If it can't go out, we could then produce a trailer.
Yep.
To the movie, if no one wants to do that. Because I just thought about writing a book might be too big. We could tease a bit in the trailer, and then that would draw more attention.
Yes. To... So... We'll definitely keep this in conversation.
We'll definitely keep this in conversation. Get contacting. Yeah, Warner Brothers, hopefully they contact back.
Yes. Okay, so I had an idea that we could try and go for a Guinness World Records title.
For the show?
For the show, yeah. You know, something that we could do on the show that's really like a weird record that would easy to get.
Yeah, easy. Like most wet t-shirts. Put on in a minute.
Yes. And the at the moment, most wet t-shirts put on in a minute is 12, so which I think is sort of doable.
One every 5 seconds. So we just need to go one every 4 seconds. And we've pretty much got the record. How does adjudication work? Do we get one of the adjudicators?
No, we just sort of film it and send it off
like a sort of with the current trust.
No, and then they watch over the footage. So, like, we can do it as many times as we want to, and we just send the...
Trust that we haven't, you know, photoshopped the t-shirts to look wetter than they actually are.
No. Yeah.
They trust... Yeah, we'll have Does to... that go in the book?
What do you mean,
in the book? Guinness World Records book?
It depends. It's got to be... I don't know.
You would...
We'd get a certificate and everything.
Yeah, we'd get a certificate. Now, I was going through... We obviously upload through Anchor.
Yes.
I can say that, right? Even though the sponsor deal fell through, we still upload with Anchor, and they make it very easy for us.
Yes.
And what has been happening is, if you go analytic and you look where the views are, there's some views... there's 100% of views from Earth. There's none on Moon, Saturn, or Jupiter, or any of those ones, right? So I was thinking, my initial thought was, you know, we could get, you know, Neil Armstrong or someone who regularly goes to the moon to try to listen to our show on the moon. And then I thought, maybe that's too hard. What if we just send... I got an old iPhone 4, not mine, an old one. What if we send that in a space on a helium balloon playing the Jack and Joe show and we can claim for the rest of our life. And no one else has sent a podcast.
That we've had a podcast in space.
Sent to space. We're the first ever podcast to be played in space.
Right. That's a good idea. And we should definitely try and do that. Yeah.
And NASA have a podcast, but not in space yet.
No.
They just said, not in space yet. So all I think we would need to do to prepare for this, I've been having some ideas.
Yep.
We could get the old iPhone, which I have, download all the episodes of it, mm-hmm. and play from the start and just get it playing through them all.
Mm-hmm.
So then we get, say, what, 5 balloons?
Yeah.
Tie it with the phone.
Oh, no, you just get a weather balloon because then it'd go higher.
Yeah, what's, like, a bigger balloon, maybe?
What do you mean?
Well, not so much. How much are weather balloons? Are they pretty cheap?
Depends where you get them from. But...
yeah, because I'm thinking just a big balloon.
Like, weather balloons are, like...
no, yeah, big. Just for a little phone, I think.
I don't know. Because... normal balloons don't really go too high, do they? I'm sure you could find, like, an extra thick balloon.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll discuss this a little more.
We could time it, how high it goes in 10 metres, and then record the time and do the math and for how high that atmosphere is. I'm going to look at how high is the atmosphere.
Now, you can't get a balloon past... technically, you can't get it... anything in the space with a balloon. Right? It's like in the area below space. So it's technically in space, but it's technically not. So.
Yeah, so the atmosphere. 408 kilometres.
408 kilometres, yeah. So.
Oh, okay, so there's 16 kilometres of surface, and then once you get up there, you're officially in space.
Yeah.
Can you send a balloon into space?
Yeah, it'll be like a weather balloon. And then you want to find the phone afterwards, right?
That's why we're using old.
I reckon it'd be interesting to see it playing in space, because then there's no, like, literal proof.
We could film the balloon.
But I reckon this we'll discuss this a little more. Yeah,
we'll talk more plans. So it's a helium-filled balloon can float very high into the atmosphere, but it can't float up into outer space. The balloon can only rise up until the atmosphere surrounding has the same weight as the helium in the balloon. This happens at about height of 32 kilometres above the Earth's surface.
Yeah. Right. Is that a normal balloon or a weather balloon?
That's just a normal balloon.
Right. I don't know, we'll look into it a little bit more, but I reckon that's something we should definitely try and do.
And we could be, and even if we can't get into space, we can say we've been...
the highest ever podcast played, isn't it?
Played ever, the highest ever distance.
Yeah.
So it can get 32 kilometres in the air.
Okay, well...
using a normal balloon, that's not weather balloon or anything, that's just your run-of-the-mill, you know, standard one you get from Spotlight or something, like a party thin latex... balloon, and that's how far you would be able to send it. Price weather balloons, and then we'll see.
Yes. But, we'll definitely discuss this a little bit more.
Yeah, off.
And keep you updated.
Yeah, we will.
Okay, so, I just had a genius idea.
Last week on the show, the question was brought up of Deep Thoughts, what's the best chip brand?
Yes, and... Joseph reckons it's this brand called Tyrrells.
Now, I don't say there are only 3 flavours.
Right.
I think the one flavour that every chip company does is original salt.
Yeah.
So we, you know, I think it would be a bit unfair if we tried chicken, honey soy chicken from Red Rock Deli, but then sweet and sour pork flavour from, you know, Kettle or Smith's or something. I think even Plainfield.
Mm-hmm.
All the same flavours.
Yep, I agree with that. So what, we just buy a packet of each.
A mini packet.
Yeah, a mini packet, not a full size. Mm-hmm. And we work out which is the best. And we can inform the listeners what to buy.
I reckon I would even be able to... we could run a game also where we try all the chips. We found the winner, then... where it's blindfolded,
and then
we get served one chip, And, you know,
we've got to work out which one it is.
Yeah. And then we go, oh, this tastes good. And then we could, the winner, we could email them and congratulate them and say, you've won best chip. You know.
Yeah.
Because I know on the back of every food brand there is...
leave us your feedback and a phone number.
Yeah.
So...
And we'll give them the feedback. It's... Or some of them just say, give us a call. You know, just casual, you know, and then we could, you know, talk to them and actually ask them, do people call the line? Mm. Do you mean,
because I... We could start a conversation.
Karen out there, you know, he's had a bag of chips and not environmentally friendly, and then, you know, ring them up and say, roast them for not being environmentally friendly.
Right.
There's someone out there. But the best chip brand of this could lead into other, you know, venues of, you know, could be, you know, even broaden it, you know. I don't know. Just best chip brand. I think what we can get at Coles Woolies, you know, we're not going some...
No, not some, like, international.
Yeah. We'd have to get some from Aldi as well to that, because they do the...
They do their, what is it called?
Sprinters. Sprinters. And then they do that other one, which is like a Red Rock deli.
Yeah.
Blackstone, is it?
Yeah, that's it. Blackstone. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'd have to... We would get them all. And then I think we'd just throw in one no one's ever heard of.
Like...
Gary's Fresh Salted Chips or something, you know what I mean? Like something yep. No one's ever heard of.
Yep. Well, good idea. I reckon we should definitely do that next week.
Got a lot of big things on the plate, actually.
Mm.
You know, I think, you know, we've got...
What have we talked about?
Trying to get Michael Usher.
Yep.
Trying to get a world record.
Yep.
Next week.
Highest.
We're trying to put a podcast in space.
Mm-hmm. Not next week.
No.
In the making.
In the making. That will be a big event that will spoil every...
Maybe be ending to the year, maybe
opening to the year. I don't think I can wait that long, though. I think as soon as we can get it done, I think we do it.
Yeah. Okay.
And then even if we can't get into space, we can still say we've...
Highest played podcast.
Yeah. And then people could interpret that as, like, amount of plays, not a high, you know, like, not a distance of, you know...
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the highest played podcast. Wow, it's got the highest number of plays. No,
played. Different. And, highest
played. Yeah, and people would think, oh, you know, there'd be different things. And then we've trying to get a mega movie coming.
Yep.
You know, we've got a lot of things coming, and the next few episodes, I say, are going to be bigger than big. I think we do one.
We just got to remember to say big show coming up.
I think we couldn't find something for the Jingle Game. I think even next week we might even be able to maybe make a 5-second opener or something like that of our whatever backing music we want, saying something along, like, a big show coming up, mm-hmm. sort of introducing the show.
Yeah, like, so we can never forget it.
Show coming. Yeah, so it always will get played. We can never forget it.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of the show, I think that is the show.
Yeah. Maybe you can listen wherever you want.
Even on your smart speaker now.
Yeah. Ask for the Jack and Joe Show on TuneIn on your smart speaker.
Or Google Podcasts.
Or Google Podcasts. Just ask for the Jack and Joe Show.
Podcast.
And
that generally works. Not the Jack and Joe Show, Vine Street Podcast.
No.
Which is some boring real estate podcast.
Yeah. Check out Joseph's Invention on the website. Or the TJ,
YouTube channel, which is where you will actually get a visual and watch the unveiling.
Yep.
The invention.
And the website, tjajs.square.site.
With linked in the video description.
Yeah. It's just easier if you go to the YouTube channel, Jack and Joe Show. Yep. But great show. Good job.
Big show.
That was a big show. It was good. All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Do we want to do a big finish?
All right. What's your big finish?
What's your big show coming up? Big show just gone. It was a big show just gone. Yep. And next week will be a big show. So we can cover our backs.
Show.
So we can cover our backs for next week. In case we forget it, we can...
Yes.
You know, the bad show demon crept up on us last week.
Yeah.
And we'll not let that happen again. So...
Yep.
That's all from us. And... Uru. Stay enthusiastic. No, we'll put that video out. I was going to say that.
Yep.
Yeah, stay tuned for next week. And we won't catch you, you'll catch us.
Yep. All right. Bye.
Bye. Not see you in the next video, because it's an audio
based. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.